You're on 3CR with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and in the studio we've got the next wave in. Jacinta de Leong is in the studio, come to talk to us about next wave at 40 years old.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Annie. No small feat for an arts organisation, particularly a small to medium arts organisation, to be turning 40. And we're really excited to be opening our doors and thinking through the connections made over 40 years and through a theme of exploring past, present and future, and inviting some of our artistic alumni as well as the current artists that we're working with to help us celebrate.
And tell my listeners the significance of Next Wave, because it's about youth, isn't it?
It really is. So Next Wave has been a place for experimentation, a place for creative development, and for the past 40 years has really played a pivotal role platforming the practices, particularly of early career artists and arts workers. We do that through mentorship. We do that through providing space and time and sharing the work of artists. We're particularly interested in what it means to provide space to think through process as well, and think through what it means post a formal kind of education, how to platform artists into the sector and industry as well.
So it's like gardening for art.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought up gardening. I'm a big thinker around composting and gardening as metaphors, and really, what role does an organisation like Next Wave play in terms of seeding the practices of the next generation of artists?
And one of the things about Next Wave was always having events and performances and auspicing the new work of a young generation in interesting locations.
Absolutely. And so in our home base at the moment is in the Brunswick Mechanics Institute. And it's a beautiful space in order to thinking through also the history of a mechanics institute and as a free lending library, and really tapping into that as an organisation as well. This is a space where knowledge sharing is at its best.
It's very democratic.
It's absolutely. And so what does it mean as an arts organisation to share our resources, our connections to industry, and to do that in a way that invites early career artists to experiment with us as well and to test their ideas.
You've got a specific thing called All School Lab, which is going to be centred at the Mechanics Institute there.
That's right. So we have on May 24th and May 25th, we're celebrating our 40th year with All School Lab. So All School Lab is really a public program that's designed to facilitate opportunities for artists, audiences and community to connect. And this year we're doing that by bringing, as I said earlier, artists that we've worked with over the last number of years, and artists that we're currently working with through a series of events, workshops, artist talks and performances.
Oh, right. Okay. So if somebody wants to, how would it look if somebody wants to know more about it and do and be involved?
So they can head to our website, allschool.nextwave.org.au, and there's a whole listing of programs there. So we have the wonderful Nat Randell returning. We have Luke King in discussion. We have a Taking Stock Umami-powered sauna broth experience. We have tarot card readings by the wonderful Erica McCullman, who was a former alumni of Next Wave, and also a pickling workshop, which we're thinking through what does fermentation mean as a metaphor, led by the wonderful Marion Aboud and the Artist Collective and Other Collective. And we're throwing open our doors on the 25th of May as well, through a party that's been curated by the Young Artistic Directorate. And really an opportunity again to celebrate with Next Wave.
So is it led by the young people?
Absolutely.
I mean, it sounds like such a daggy way of putting it, young people.
The young people. So we have a fantastic group who we call the Young Artistic Directorate. So they are four early career practitioners.
Oh, that's fantastic. It sounds like it should be the commandant.
Yeah, exactly. So Banda, Lydia Tasima, Matisse Lader and Mags are the Young Artistic Directorate, and they work very closely with Nikhila De Silva. No, we don't. We really should. Maybe we should do a working bee, a making T-shirt day. But they're really driving particularly the party. It's called During Next. And so they've connected with their community. There'll be live scribers. People can share their stories of Next Wave as well. And again, really just centering our community within Brunswick Mechanics.
I mean, I remember when I was young and I was working on a whole lot of things it was always such great fun when somebody would actually give you money to do something that you really like doing.
Exactly. And it's such...
Is that what Next Wave actually does allow?
Absolutely. And so we pay artists to be able to create. And so through that, that is part of our mentorship and that is a part of how we connect artists with others in the community as well. So Brunswick Mechanics Institute provides the space to be able to test and experiment.
It's a nice place too.
It's a great place.
It feels
great.
Nice.
Great location. But also across the next week's events, we are also having workshops and talks in the Ngam Nagu Library in the City of Melbourne and also the M Pavilion Parkville as well.
Tell them the library is the newest library.
It is. It's just across the road from the Queen Vic Markets.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic this is, space.
Yeah, a new library. So it'd be there's a variety of things people can experience by going to this new library.
Exactly. So we're holding a series of talks there, as I said earlier, and also a pickling workshop if you're interested in both the metaphorical and also physical act of fermentation. And the artistic director are also leading a workshop to thinking through what does it mean, what does institutional knowledge mean and how do we kind of break down the barriers to access to it as well.
Just to clear up, is the Next Wave purely centred on the 24th and the 25th or does it have a longer...
We do annual programming, but we're celebrating particularly our 40th birthday across May 24th and May 25th.
Good. And the other thing is that you've got plans for the future.
We do, absolutely. So we are really at our core. Next Wave in 2021 shifted away from a festival. So we are no longer a festival. But at our core, we are still about supporting early career artists. And we are doing that through providing remunerated experiences and mentorship as well. We've got some exciting plans ahead.
Hard facts and hard cash.
Absolutely. And as we've seen recently, Creative Australia brought out that report around artists are still underpaid, as we know. And so what does it mean for an arts organisation like Next Wave in a broader arts ecology to be able to do what we can? It does still require bigger advocacy work, bigger work with larger funding bodies, including government as well. But I do think as an org, we have that responsibility to do
so what you're doing can. A fundraiser, aren't you?
We are doing a fundraiser. So you can also learn more about that at our website, as I said earlier, allschool.nextwave.org.au. So if you can, please donate to helping sustain another 40 plus years. And also if you are an alumni of Next Wave, if you had some connection with Next Wave, we are also inviting people to share their stories through ripple effects.
I was going to say it's like a virus, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. A good virus.
A good virus. No antibiotics needed.
Infectious, though, in the best of way. So please do share your story. We're really keen to be able to do some storytelling as well over the next year ahead.
Thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks so much, Annie.